Would you please welcome here in the Speed Freaks Pits, Ringmaster. What's up, Ringmaster?
Hello, how is everybody?
Awesome. Hey, how are you?
Hey, let's get this out of the way. I hear there's a certain PR person that isn't too big of a fan of the Speed Freaks. Is that right?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I'm kind of getting it secondhand, but apparently, yeah, she's not necessarily a big fan. But I think it's her newness, and she doesn't know about the nation and the strength and the power that it exists. So, you know, give us time, but... Yeah, I was a little disappointed with her, yes.
Well, if you get a chance to sit her down and kind of pat her on the back of the head or pat her on the knee and look her in the eye and say, look here, sister, Ralphie Boy Schumacher stiffed the Freak Nation 2 years ago, and look where Ralph is not today or tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I may have to slap her in the face with a piece of cold pizza, if you know what I mean. You know?
Some cold thard cold pizza.
Some cold thard, yeah. DC needs his Freak Nation. He likes it.
And a can of Red Bull. Follow that with
it. Crushed over, and I'm looking directly across from me is the original ringmaster, Bernie Ecclestone, wearing the white shirt and black pants. He's walking. Should I wave, or do you think he might?
Yeah, ask him if he wants to talk to the Freak Nation.
Yeah. Be out of here in handcuffs.
Hey,
dude. Nice little shindig. Want to talk to the nation?
Hey,
yeah, Bernie, yo.
Ringmaster, with our relationship with Indianapolis Motor Speedway, what they would do, they'd hold up that left hand saying, no, please don't do that. Then they put that right hand down below their waist and say, yeah, please give me more.
More.
Trust me, you might get kicked out, but they'd be patting in the back saying, good job.
Were you guys talking about the Kiss Army? I thought I heard a little bit about that. Yes,
yeah.
I was a colonel in the Kiss Army back in 1977.
A colonel? Now, you told me before you were a general.
Well, I lied. I like the embellishment. I was only a colonel. I wasn't old enough to be a general.
Okay.
So, you know, that was before I joined the Flyaway Circus Menagerie and became the ringmaster.
All right, there you go.
And yes, I do listen to AC/DC, and speaking of that, Juan Pablo Montoya has been on a highway to hell for the last 3 weeks.
What did you tell me that your new name for him was?
Juan Problemo Montoya.
Problemo.
Well, you know, I think he suffered from some sort of bipolar, I don't know, because when he was just Juan Montoya, he was winning cart, he won the Indianapolis 500, you know. The moment he inserted Pablo, things went to hell in a handcart, just, you know, quit.
Yeah, well, that you also have to understand that he was part of the Ganassi Army, and the Ganassi Army in those days didn't let the race end until one of his guys was in first place.
96, 97, 98, 99,
yeah,
2000.
Between Jimmy Vassar and Zanardi and Juan, I mean, if they weren't in first place, he would just stand up and say the race can't end yet.
I'm glad you mentioned that Ganassi is here, and he's over, actually, he's down on the other side. He's sitting next to, of all people, Jensen Button, and he's not down in the Toyota area, so I don't know what that means, but, we were going to talk about Scott Speed, and I don't have all of the information in front of me because I'm standing here in the pit area. I think he got, what was it, like eighth yesterday or whatever?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this was supposed to be, you know, his kind of coming out party. This was supposed to be his weekend. And, you know, lo and behold, you get Danica rolling in here for 3 hours, and the TV just went dark on him. And Danica.
Still.
All Danica all the time. And did you hear what the original ringmaster said about Danica?
No.
Well, apparently he said he really liked Danica, and he thinks that women race car drivers should be kept white and pure like kitchen appliances.
What?
He actually used that kind of language?
Yeah. You got to look it up. Here he is again. He's
now you definitely get him on the phone. We got a bone to pick with Bernie now.
That's exactly what he said. I don't know. He's you know, I think the guys from Racer Magazine may have actually got that quote. So
that's just too old, you know. I mean, that he's too old to be talking in public.
Now that there's more than one Bernie, that there may actually be cloned Bernies, and you know there's a flyaway Bernie, and then there's a European Bernie, and apparently flyaway Bernie here is working around. He's got a nice little pep in his step. I'm watching him walk right now.
So what's this about Dan Weldon and Andretti Green? Are they bumping around?
Well, the whole Andretti Green team is actually over here on the backside. There's Tony Kanaan. I don't see Brian Herta, but I see Dan. His agent is Julian Jacoby, and he's still in frame. They're talking to BAR, so, you know, there could be a strong possibility that we know Jensen Button is pretty much gone. It's all going to depend on what happens with Jensen Button here in the next couple of weeks. And if that's the case, Dan Weldon is definitely going to get a test. So is Tony Kanaan. He's going to get a test. But maybe one of those two could be a replacement for Jensen Button and the BAR team.
No, not Tony.
We've got the ringmaster checking in from Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the side of the USGP going off here in the Speed Freak pits.
You know what might be more significant is that now that the BAR is fast this weekend, it could be that Andretti Green is showing them how to tune the motor. Because they've had a little more success.
They haven't completed scrutineering yet, so they haven't been thrown out yet. So
they haven't. They're having Andretti Green is having a little more success. Honda probably said, hey, go over there and help the guys.
You guys do it better than me.
Wheels right now. So what do you think? You know what? This is a very, very, very hard race to predict. I mean, what Michael Schumacher has won it three times. Barrichello won it that fourth time when Schumacher pulled over. And the only other victor was Mika Hakkinen. So, I mean, the Ferraris basically are kind of where we thought they would be from Montreal. But I don't know. Toyota, I've always said Toyota does very, very, very well here. And sure enough, Yarno's on the pole. So, I don't know. I still think it's, you know, I picked the wrong freaking McLaren last week. Glad as you know that. And I vowed never to pick Juan Problemo again. So, even if he was leading the timesheets like he was yesterday, I'm still not picking him. So, I guess I have to go with Kimi.
Well, what do you think of Renault?
Wait a minute. You're finally on the bandwagon that the Statman was on 2 years ago. And you said that I was crazy.
Well, you know, anytime you get black flagged like that, you know, I mean, hell, BAR cheated, and they didn't even get black flagged.
Yeah, he left, Juan Pablo last weekend left the pits on a red light. Red means stop. But, okay, what do you think about Renault?
Well, they look good. Giancarlo looked really good, and he was basically at the top of the timesheets for most of the, afternoon. He looks good. Fernando obviously is going to be there. I'm still not convinced that they've got the engine problems worked out with the Renault right now. So
that doesn't matter.
McLaren's too strong.
That doesn't matter. Fisichella was in the Freak Nation about an hour ago, and don't be surprised if the kid turns up on the podium.
Oh yeah, but you said win.
Well, I'll step out on a limb and say Giancarlo, as long as he's not ordered to pull over to let Alonso go by, I'd say Giancarlo's going to win this weekend.
With Flavio, that's a good pick, but I just think the McLarens are too strong.
I think it's going to be Jensen Button. He's got our mojo too.
Ringmaster checking in from Indianapolis. Ringmaster, I think you'd mentioned this to Crash in email today about how Danica Patrick and who else was it that was stealing the show?
Oh, we've already talked about that. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I said that Danica Patrick had stolen Scott Speed's thunder.
Okay, had stolen Scott Speed's thunder. I heard you guys talking about that, but I wanted to ask you something else. I brought up with Jensen Button about Danica Patrick and what she's done for Open Wheel in the last 2 months or so. From what you've seen and maybe talking to some of the other drivers and maybe the team members, and you know my attitude towards the majority of the Formula One attitude that's there. Do you still find them putting their nose up in the air of what she's accomplished in the States?
They are certainly paying attention to her. They're paying a lot of attention to her, but I unfortunately think it's more from a marketing PR thing than it is for actual talent. We got to know she's still a rookie. She still has a long way to go. She's doing very well. But, you know, I think the jury is still out on whether or not she's going to be successful enough to win a race even in the IRL, and you need to really win in the IRL or a Champ Car before you can think about getting into Formula One. So she's got a way to go. But, you know, it could crazier things have happened.
After Indianapolis, I think she'll be very strong at Michigan and California Speedway, and also after Texas, I think Richmond's going to be a little bit of a struggle. But I don't know. The other races could go either way.
Now,
I would think that Bernie would be the person who's really on Danica, believe it or not, and he's the one who will try to get her in a frame.
Right.
You know, if Ferrari were to call her, I guarantee she'd be gone. But, you know, if Minardi were to call her, I think she'd be better off in Ray Hall Letterman, you know?
Oh, heck yeah.
And she'd be better off being in the Freak Nation, sitting here next to Trash and Kenny and Lug and I, than being at Minardi.
So what brought on the AC/DC today? I missed that. I didn't know. Were they in the studio?
Absolutely nothing. It's just our bumper music, and we spiced it up a little bit today.
And 7 minutes without talking about motorsports. Is that a record?
No.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, hell no.
We had Kenny Wayne Shepherd in here for an hour, and motorsports was only...
George Thorogood for an hour.
George Thorogood.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know. Crash Gladys spent 10 minutes talking about how she lost her Oakleys at Las Vegas Motor Speedway 2 years ago.
4 years ago.
Okay, 4 years ago.
And I still am pissed.
Hey, Ringmaster, man, take it easy. Enjoy tomorrow. I expect full backstage reports next weekend. All right?
I will be in, and if you need me, I can be there sooner.
And if you ever get a chance to express the Speed Freaks' desire to implore on that PR person that...
Leslie.
That she has now messed with the mojo of the Freak Nation and her driver will not benefit from it, feel free to.
Oh, you know what, Tim? You didn't mention the one critical thing that I thought you would.
What's that?
Ralph Schumacher's out of the race, and he's back home again in Indiana in Methodist Hospital.
Back home again.
All in the exact same spot that he hit it last year.
Well, hey, you don't jack with the mojo, Holmes. Thanks, Ringmaster.
All right, guys.
See ya.
All right.
He's just enjoying himself. Did you hear him? He's walking up and down the pits. He is living life.